Welcome back, travelers, to your referral roadmap. This podcast is dedicated to helping you unleash your personal and business revenue potential by cultivating referral relationships. In this 10-part series, we are diving into the value factor, how helping others fuels business growth. We'll be exploring how adding value in business can be a key driver of success, offering you insights and strategies on how to master this essential skill to build your own referral-based business. And today we're going to be talking about providing useful resources and tools. So just to define that real quick, providing useful resources and tools really just means offering practical, relevant, and actionable information or materials that help others solve problems, improve their performance, or achieve their goals. So by sharing knowledge, technology, and expertise, you can empower others to succeed while fostering stronger relationships and adding lasting value in their business or personal growth. And Athena, before I kick it over to you for your story real quick, I just have to share with our travelers that there's a reason I'm in my bedroom now. It is because I have a daughter and she is beautiful and wonderful, but she took over my office. So
you're already being a good mom, giving her the better room.
I know. I had to give her the better room. So now this is my desk setup. So I hope you all enjoy my lovely background. If you're on Spotify right now, you will not see our background. If you're on YouTube, I'm in my bedroom.
Well, congratulations on your beautiful little girl and becoming a mother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now, Athena, I will kick it over to you because I think you might have a story for us today.
I do. I have a couple, actually. So we're really talking about how do we provide resources and tools to add value to our leads, our strategic partners, our referral partners, or just anyone that we're connected with in business. And I like to say in life, too. So I wanted to give you a couple examples. In the first episode of this series, I went a little bit deep into what we created at Turner & Son Homes, which were certified education courses for our referral partners, which were real estate agents. And that still is a great example of exactly what that looks like. And if you want to actually see what that looks like in a practical way, pardon me, Jada, can you put a link in the show notes to our Turner & Son Home website?
Yeah,
that show
absolutely.
Our CE classes? That way, absolutely. You guys, if you're listening to this and you're save this one, we'll have a link in there so that you can go and look exactly what we're talking about. I don't know about you, but I always like to have something that's like, oh, I get it, right? The other story I want to talk about, there's two, is my friend Kyle Draper. Now, we have done a podcast with him. If you haven't heard it, wow, get back on that. Listen to him. Fabulous. Kyle Draper is a person after my own heart. He is a coach and he's a social media coach. He also owns a virtual assistant business. And his approach is always to give first. And so what he's created is if you go to kyledraper.com or follow him on social media, he gives away, Jada, so much content for free. What he's telling you in all of his video uploads and the content he's giving you normally would cost somebody between $500 to $1,500 an hour. And he gives it away for free. And he's doing that because he knows if he consistently gives you nuggets that help you improve your life, that if you see value in him, then you'll come back to him for the coaching or the resources he has for businesses. So another great example, and he just happens to be a very good dear friend of mine. Now, this other example is a little bit more corporate-y, but again, I wanted to give you three examples where you could go look at them. So the other one is HubSpot. Now, HubSpot is the CRM program, customer relationship management tool that Jada and I use for multiple of our businesses. But HubSpot, we often quote it in the facts and figures. HubSpot has so much training and education around subjects that are best for their target markets. So they create enormous value add internationally for their particular clients. That we have statistics, how-tos, it is phenomenal. So here's three different examples that are showing you exactly. So I just want to say again, the Turner & Son Homes website, which will be a link in our show notes, go to where it has the CE resource tab, and you can see exactly what that looks like, how we offer that online. Follow my friend Kyle Draper, and you will see exactly how much he gives away for free on social media. And then Google HubSpot, and you will see the enormity of resources they have. And remember, they're a CRM company, a relationship. It's a data tool. But you would not know they're a data tool. You would think they're a university. So here are three different ways businesses are using this theology to make an impact and grow their clientele base. Love it.
Love it. And HubSpot, if you're listening, you might consider calling yourselves HubSpot University.
Yeah. They could, right? They could, absolutely. All right, so I know you're going to give us some data, which actually I'm excited about this data today.
Yeah, I mean, HubSpot's one of our data points today. So you said we referenced them, and we sure do. So one of the statistics I wanted to share, though, is from the Content Marketing Institute. And according to them, 96% of the most successful content marketers believe that providing educational resources builds trust within their audience. And then when businesses offer tools and information that solves those real problems, they position themselves as an industry leader or expert, which we all want to be known as our industry leading experts.
I'm just saying, 96%. Wow. Okay.
I know. That was a huge statistic. So the one from HubSpot is, they found through their research that 93% of customers are likely to remain loyal to companies that provide them with valuable resources that help solve their problems. Offering useful tools creates a deeper customer loyalty and strengthens that customer experience. So an application there really is just, you know, sharing resources like ebooks, templates, guides, software tools, et cetera, strengthens your relationship, leading to that increased customer retention and a better customer experience. And I have two more. Sorry, today is a little lengthy, Athena.
Bring them on.
Perfect. So the third one is, again, Content Marketing Institute. Their study shows that companies that offer free, valuable resources to their audience, like those tools, templates, guides that we suggested earlier, generate three times as many leads as those that only focus on promoting their products or services. Mm. Those free resources, kind of like Athena was talking about, attract the potential client by solving their problems upfront, building that trust and engagement. So like Athena shared earlier, that is a great example of how Kyle Draper does his.
Yes.
And then one last one is a Nielsen report found that 73% of consumers prefer learning about a brand through that useful content rather than traditional advertising. Consumers are much more likely to trust and engage with companies that provide practical, helpful resources as opposed to those that just simply promote their own product.
Mm. Wow, those are some great stats.
I couldn't cut out any of them. They were just all very helpful, and so wanted to share them all.
Yeah, I mean, that if you just let, okay, even if, Jada, we only talked about stats this time, just those statistics should tell you having resources and tools that help educate your target markets, your clients, it's a non-negotiable, okay?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a non-negotiable. So I'm starting in a lot of my trainings. Jada, you know, I work with CEOs, business owners, sales professionals, and when I'm doing one-on-one or in my speaking or teaching, I'm talking a lot more about this is non-negotiable. And the non-negotiable is really things that if you don't do it, you're leaving your reputation, money, potential on the floor. And so this really needs to be one of those things that you think this is non-negotiable. I have to do this. So as we think through that, I know many of us who are juggling, you know, multiple businesses like Jada and I, or your own business, or like one of my clients is he has an over $60 million international e-commerce business. You know, we've got a lot of things that we juggle. And so here I am telling you have one more non-negotiable, but let's talk about how do we do it, right? So the rubber meets the road here, Jada. How do we do this, right? So no matter if we're a real estate agent or we're a CEO of an international deca million dollar company, here's how you do it. Number one, identify common pain points for your audience. The people that you are talking to, what are some of the things that they are struggling with? So here, action. Start by listing listen and then list 3 to 5 common challenges or pain points your audience regularly encounters. Okay. Write those out. Okay. Very simple. Very simple. Number 2, create a simple action tool. So create something that's practical that they could use immediately. I'm going to give you an example of this. Recently, I've been doing a number of speaking engagements and to real estate groups of large people. And people kept asking me, Athena, what's the best CRM, which is a customer relationship management tool. And frankly, I'm not in the real estate space. I use HubSpot, but that's not the best for them. And so I had somebody do research for me, and Jada took that research and made a resource for that audience, right? And so if I can say all that, and what happened is it was simple. Jada kept getting the same question, and I would say, ask other agents. And I just got sick of saying that. So we did a little research, and then Jada created the resource. You see there? We just saw a problem that people kept asking, and we gave them some options and some things to think about. That wasn't complicated, but it's very helpful to that audience. So you want to think about what's something easy that I can create that can have impact for them, okay? Then 3, offer free educational resources. It doesn't matter what you do. There is something that you can offer them. It could be something that helps them in their business. It could help them personally. It really all stems back to what is the pain that they need. So for example, this the CEO of this large tech company that's my client, he and I talked about how do they add value to their referral partners. And one of them simply was educational resources on how they utilize their technology at a higher level. I mean, right? And so their team came up with this fun, interactive way for them to offer this to their referral partners. Well, by the way, already seeing success. And here's the clincher. Now we have created incentive for them to share it to their network. And guess what's happening? They're getting leads. So here they wanted just to engage their referral partners, create this resource, and now they're getting new leads. So simple, but create something educational that you can give to them, an ebook, webinar, how-to video, whatever it is. So again, it sounds hard, but you don't have to make it super, super hard. Number 4, cultivate and share third-party resources. And what I love this, okay? You don't always have to be the person who knows everything, okay? Create a list, and I call this, and Jada's heard this so much, but I call this your value add vault. Your value add vault is that place where you have books, articles, podcasts, any type of resource that is outside of a human that you can add value to other people, right? So what you want to do in this is actually, I'm going to give you a real life example. Recently, I was talking to a CEO, and she was struggling with some feeling worthy. And interesting enough, a friend of mine just recommended I read the book Worthy. I read the book. It was very impactful. And so as I was talking to this CEO, I was able to simply say, you know what? I just read this book. I think it could be a phenomenal read for you. Why don't you read it and let's come back together and talk about it. Do you see where I didn't even buy her the book, but I could have. I didn't, but I could have. And I didn't write the book. all I did is offer to tell her that. So you can look at all different types of things. One of my favorite third-party resources is Darren Daily. So you guys all know Darren Hardy is my mentor, and he has a free Darren Daily. That's a no-brainer. Everybody should be listening to that every day. So that's one of them. So those are types of things where you don't have to create it. So if you're kind of feeling stressed, like, Athena, I don't know how to create the resource or the blog or the, you know, webinar, go straight to third-party resources. That's where I started. So that's value-add vault. And then another thing, encourage interactive learning. This I haven't done enough of, but I have a sneaky suspicion Jada and I, we have a new marketing partner, and that I think Jada and I are going to become really acquainted at this. Yeah. So I'm excited for the future. But what that means, interactive learning, is quizzes, calculators, assessments, things of that nature where people have to see how they're doing. And that will propel them to maybe ask you a question or see that, hey, you know what? I do need the help of your business. So I'm excited as we continue to learn more about that. We will share more real life experience. However, we do know from reading and statistics that this does work. The six things, follow up with tips. Okay. Now, Jada does this very well. And I'm, by the way, everybody like, Jada's your favorite. No, she's just very competent. So here's the thing. Jada is excellent at when she's doing follow-up. And this is what's really funny. I just want to say for anyone out there listening and you're like, well, I don't love sales. And so that's why I don't like the follow-up, because I know what to say. This is what you say. You offer resources and you offer tips, you offer world advice, you offer statistics, you offer whatever it is your person you're speaking to, whatever they're interested in, offer them resources, testimonials that reflect who they are and where they're at in their buying journey. That follow-up is the sales part, and the information you get gets them emotionally engaged, lets them know that you see them, hear them, and they're not just a dollar sign for you. So you want to think through, what resources do I already have? What can I communicate with to the people I'm, you know, speaking to? Create those resources. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Don't, if you're listening right now and you're like, gosh, Athena, these are great ideas, but I don't have the time, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not creative enough. Stop. Stop. You are. Anything is better than nothing. And I have right here on my desk, progress, not perfection. You can always make it look better, but you've got to start. So right now, just start. I will promise you, Jada and I just hired a very good friend of mine to help us with our email campaigns. And we were proud of the emails we had. You're right. And now we're learning maybe we shouldn't have been so proud, but it's okay. We had to start somewhere, right? And earn enough money to get an expert to come in here and help us take it to the next level. So just start.
And can I offer an example too? So whenever you're talking about following up with people, it dawned on me and I was like, I feel like this is a relevant example. Yeah. So recently I was talking to one of our referral partners and was just following up with her about life. I really wasn't trying to get a lead or anything like that, just truly just checking in with her. And she started talking about some health issues that she's been having. And a real life example that I could tangibly give her was a resource to a doctor that I know. And so finding people, especially if they're local, you may know a doctor, you may know someone that knows a doctor or anything of that sort. And it doesn't have anything to do with our business model, but it was adding value to her that I could send her or refer her to someone that could help her with what she was struggling with. So I think it goes back to that, not listening and making people feel seen, heard, and understood, and not just focusing on the conversation about making the sale, if you will.
Yes. That's a beautiful example. That's living life. That's being in a relationship, right? And let me ask you a question then, Jada.
Yeah.
You know, you've told our listeners, selling is not the thing that gets you up. helping other people, helping the team, marketing. You know, that's the stuff that really makes you excited, developing the business.
Yeah.
But how great did that feel in that conversation to be able to do that?
Oh, it felt amazing just to know that she had a real problem that I had a real solution for.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I really want you guys to understand. This series about adding value will help you take the pressure and stress off of selling. Mm-hmm. Just want you to understand that because it gives you something to talk about that's not just about getting the sale, okay? So thank you so much for sharing that, Jada.
Oh, you're welcome.
The one thing I want to wrap up in this rubber meets the road here is something I talk about where I've already talked about your value add vault, and that's non-human things that you can add value to people. The other one is your value add Rolodex. And by the way, you know, if you're 20 or under or even 30 and under, a Rolodex is this thing. It's where you hold all your human contacts. Okay. So it'd be in your cell phone now, but that is where you collect names of people you have vetted and you trust in all different industries, like Jada's doctor. So when you're in conversations with people, you can add value human to human connections. And we're going to go really deep into that human to human connections. And I believe my friend Jolene Curry is going to be here for that. But we're really going to go deep in that later on in this series. But that's another way we can add value is connecting people. So I want you guys to think through those again. I'm learning, Jada, that sometimes people are like, Athena, you give too many tips at once. I really want you guys to know I don't expect you like to go out right now and do all seven of these. That's not it. I want you to take one or two things that you think could be impactful to your business right now, and let's get started on that. Then when you do that, come back and listen to this podcast again and grab new things. I understand that our listeners are at different stages. And so I want to give enough content that all of you find this valuable. But under no circumstance do I want you to ever feel shamed, overwhelmed, or guilt. Just pick the things you need for today. Do those and come back and listen. And there's no shame in needing to re-listen, I'm going to tell you. My mentor, Darren Hardy, has this thing called the Business Masterclass. And I won't even share with you. It's excessively expensive to go through. very. And my team and I, Jada and I, go through this. How often, Jada?
Once a year.
And by the way, it's, again, very expensive. But it's the same class. Some little updates. But we have to do it every year because every year there's new nuggets. And new nuggets that helps refresh us and get new nuggets. So please take what you can today. Come back. These are recorded. And it helps you multiply your business. I just really wanted to say that. I never want to overwhelm. I want you to know that we just want to be a resource that you can keep coming back to. We want to do life with you. We want you to know that you matter and that we want to be here to help you be successful. So what's next? Where are we going from here?
Absolutely. Well, where you can go from here is you can join us on the Success Revolution. It is our weekly blog fueled by relationships, referral, and revenue. That'll come straight to your inbox to get those growth strategies to help take control of your sales, revenue, and achieve your full potential. So we'll make sure that link is in the show notes below, but don't forget to like and subscribe so you can join us next week as Athena brings real talk and real strategies with our special guest, John Mayhew.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one.
I know. Can't wait to see you next week. Bye, y'all.